Menarik kak si Izin nge-tweet Space sama Mchan 30 menit. Let's go! Let's go! So happy! Yay! Your day. How's your day? Hello. Yeah. For you guys who want to talk, chat, you can actually chat on the free chat on my YouTube channel. There is a free chat for all of you guys to chat in there. I can look into that. Yay! Better now that you're here. I actually saw a lot. I saw a lot of a couple of tweets. A couple of tweets on you guys. I think there is some people who like they without Muna kind of thing. It's actually makes my day. It actually makes my day. Now 3:15. If I got 30 minutes to do this, like I'm chanting, I chat to Mchan and I was like, Mchan, so I'm just done these things and I kinda want to doing a tweet space for a little bit if I can. And can I do it? and then just like she's like, oh, okay, then maybe for like 13 minutes, okay, 13 minutes, right? Okay, only 13 minutes, right? And I was like, okay. Did you bribe Mchan? Yes, I bribed with the project. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Ah! I bribed with something. Yes. I'm pretty sweaty right now. I didn't say it. I'm pretty sweaty right now. And I probably need to change my clothes. I've been doing things and like I did turn the AC on, but I don't think that's enough. Oh wait, we're the fan. Yeah, I need you guys. You're the fan. Actually, I haven't taken a shower today. I haven't taken a shower today. But I usually take a shower at night though. At night is the best to take a shower. I was pretty sweaty. Ibau mun biarin. Kalian tidak bisa mencium saya. I do a lot of things. I do a lot of things today. I wake up in the morning. Yesterday I was sick. So I didn't do anything yesterday. But since today I'm finally heal up, finally have a strength to do things. So I do the things. Today I've been doing three things already. Three things already. Yeah. What is your definition of morning? Morning is the time when you wake up. Morning is the time when you wake up. So that is morning. Yes. So you're thinking of cherries right now. No, no. Oh, I find out that the reason why my body smells like a cherry because I drink a virgin coconut oil, VCO. Yeah, VCO. My mom said the VCO is good for decrease the gluten. And then I smelled the VCO, like, oh, it does. So smells like a cherry. Yee. Since I can't see you, so are you still purple, Moon? I still purple and always purple. This girl is drinking straight up oil. Yes, I drink straight up oil, like one spoon every morning. One spoon every morning. My mom said it's good for your health. So I took it, but I also took it. you know, it's kind of weird to, like, I tried to drink the virgin coconut oil, the VCO, and it tastes weird, and sometimes I just, like, I want to poke, like, bleh. It's not good. It's not good at all. It's not good at all. I just like how people took fish oil for lack of omega-3. Yeah. But they said that this physio is good for people who have a lot of sugar. So I'm let's just say I'm too sweet to be alive in this world. So I need to lower my sugar. Yeah, kind of thing like that. Can confirm you are sweet. Thank you. Yeah, I really need to cut the intake of my sugar. Yes. Like, I cannot drink a lot of things right now. Mostly I drink just like mineral water, and whenever I go to the restaurant, all I can just choose is a mineral water because I have a lot of sugars in me. Too much sugars. It's because of Jen. My genetic. It's because from my family I got these lots of sugar. there's a change that I get this, what is it called? Diabetes? Yeah. So to avoid that, I have to intake my sugar. Starting from eating a virgin coconut oil every day. And also I'm trying my best to eat pate. And pate is not good. I don't know why Kyla loves pate so much. Yeah, decrease my intake. Yeah, I have to avoid sweet foods right now. Have to avoid it. You know that I love sweets. I love sweet things a lot, and it's so hard for me to avoid that. Especially when I go with Aria 15.1. I mean, four of us really love sweets, especially Oli. We really love sweets. Whenever we go to Japan together, we always buy sweet things. So it's kind of hard. So right now I always, I decrease my sugar intake. No more macarons, tea, or caramel macchiato. Do you know it's been like a couple of months I didn't drink caramel macchiato. I really love caramel macchiato. Caramel macchiato is my life, and I have to let it go. So sad. But it wouldn't hurt if I cheat for like once, right? I mean, it's been a couple of months. It's been a couple of months I haven't eat that. I haven't drink that. Funny part is body can consume quite good amount of sugar it used to drink give it energy. I don't know, maybe one thing that it's for energy, right? But my everyday, daily, the things that I doing is just sitting in front of my computer. I don't think that's need an energy. I don't think that's need an energy. Do it need an energy to just sitting in front of the computer? I guess you don't. Yes, but it's very low. I mean, thinking need energy. Yes, thinking need energy. Lately, do you know that? So I went to book sale. I went to book sale lately, and I found out. Yeah, it was so exciting. I found out a couple of book by Rick Riordan. So I bought a Rick Riordan book, and it's full from 1 to 5, and it's like, oh my god, I was so happy. I can collect another book right now. But this one is like the Heroes of Olympus, the one that I have right now, the Heroes of Olympus. So I have a couple of Rick Riordan books, but it's not full because sometimes it's so hard to. No, I cannot put it in again. Wait, hold on. Ayo. What's this? Oh, okay. I love to collect Rick Riordan book. The Percy Jackson already, I already have the Percy Jackson, and now I have the Heroes of Olympus. I want to collect the, I forgot what his name, but it was like a another. So they have a couple of gods, like Greek, Romanian. There's a lot of gods that they make a story about it. And but I love to collect it because these books, one set of book from 1 to 5, the cover is continue have a continue illustration, so it's cool. So cool. When was the last time you cleaned your office? I don't remember. I mean, my office is always clean. I don't have to clean much, I guess. I always put things on their place. Yeah, I love my Talagi books. I love it so much. Rick is why I started reading books about God. True, true. Or more like Rick is one of the reason why I like books, reading books. So I have a couple of books. There's another it's I don't know if I have ever told you guys about this, but it's one of the recommended I found. It says a retelling inspired by the Mid-Autumn legend, Daughter of the Moon Goddess. Ooh. So it's like it's a book about Moon Goddess, Daughter of the Moon Goddess. Also about that. But it's about like a Changi. It's inspired by the legend of Changi. So I'm kind of interested to reading it. It's by Sue Linton. So many books that right now. A lot of things to read. A lot of things to read. So I just like happy, but I was like happy and bored at the same time. Was happy and bored at the same time, like yay. I have a vacation for no screaming for a couple of times, a couple of weeks, and then that's mean I can do my work and maybe read some books. That's what I happy about when Enchan accepted me for doing the, I don't know what's the English version of this, hiatus. So I asked Emchan, Emchan, I want to focus on things. Can I take a couple of weeks no streaming? And Emchan said yes. And And I do. I finished a lot of things. I finished a lot of things. And it's like, oh my god, I finished a lot of things. And there's also a lot of things comes as well. And I don't know when will I finish it. So right now, I am having a love and hate relationship of my hiatus. Yes. Yes, love and hate. Like, I don't know. What? Well, if at all the same, you know, play the game, yeah, and then you play Power of Stream. You know that I play Power of Stream, so I turn on my PC, but then I connect it to my iPad and I play it in my bed because I'm just too lazy. Usually I do that because because I was like, I'm already sitting for a couple of hours. You know that when I'm doing my work, I usually sitting for like 6 or 8 hours, and it's like I don't want to sit again. I want to lay down. I want to lay down. I'm actually thinking about buying what is it called? The one that looks like Switch but Steam Deck. Yeah, Steam Deck. I'm thinking about buying a Steam Deck to grinding online. I just like yeah, that will be cool. I can actually playing it in the studio or something. Yeah. Sometimes I wonder, can was thinking about if I go to some places, like for example, if I go to Japan and then I bring my Steam Deck, can I stream it? I don't know. Never actually try it. If you ever want to please Steam in bed, Steam Deck is your friend. Yeah. Apa nih? Yeah. Okay. It's not already 30 minutes, right? No. Do you have any other books recommendation? I love collecting books. I used to be don't like reading books. And then so I have lots of things in my, what is it called? A lot of boxes, random boxes, and a couple of days ago, I've been cleaning all the boxes. I've been cleaning all the boxes, and I figure out that I have lots of books and the boxes. But I still don't have enough of places to put all my books. I was thinking about, like, when I plan to, I plan to build a studio, but using books as their apa sih? Pakai buku sebagai peredam suara. I don't know how to say it in English. Because I love the sound muffler. Sound muffler? Emang ngaruh? Ngaruh. Ngaruh tahu. Jadi tuh buku itu kan dia kan padat ya. Buku-buku itu kan padat. Kalau misalnya ya ngaruh kalau misalnya bukunya banyak ya. Kalau bukunya emang beneran banyak. Tapi kalau misalnya bukunya apa cuma sedikit cuma 5 biji mah enggak bakal nutup. Yeah, some proofing with book kind of thing. Tapi butuh banyak banget bukunya kalau kayak gitu. Kalau Muna sih mikir ya, kalau misalnya ini bikin ruangan gitu kan, pas sebelum masuk ke studio itu pintunya tuh kayak lemari gitu kan. Muna ngeliat di video-video gitu hidden room. Jadi tuh ngedorong lemari dalamnya ternyata ada ruangan. Ih, keren banget, pengen banget. Ada Emchan. Hey Emchan. Hehe. Belum 30 menit kok. Kayak di film-film. Iya, kayak di film-film kan keren. Yeah, I see them on Pinterest and it was so cool and it's like I want it. Like that looks so cool. Right? That looks so cool. Especially when you're living as a YouTuber. When you're living as a YouTuber, and you don't want people around you know that you are a YouTuber, so you hide your workspace with that. And I just like, ooh, that is so cool. That is so cool. I feel like a spy YouTuber. Yeah, cool. Hidden shrine. true. Right? Like Zeta. Secret agent Zeta. People are going to think you work for the government before they think you're a videoer with a secret room. Yeah. The things about collecting books in our area is the humidity. Almost lost all of mine because of that. Do you know that there is a places that sell lots of books, like not the new books, but old books. So if you want to use it as a decoration, you can just buy that as really really cheap price. I used to go there a lot to finding an old books that's hard to find in the bookstore. Really recommend it. But I have to like really checking it out. Not library. Like a thrift shop, but books. But for books. Jadi kepikiran kalau misalnya punya hidden room kayak gitu isinya manga ataupun novel. Kayaknya kayaknya kalau Muna juga. Kalau kalau mungkin kalau lemari lemari di luar gitu misalkan kan kan Muna kan pengennya tuh kayak bikin pintu lemari gitu. Untuk nutupin biar kelihatan pinter gitu ya. Biar kelihatan pinter, wah ini orangnya jago. Orangnya pinter nih kayaknya bukunya bagus-bagus gitu misalnya. Buku tentang apa ya, logika logika ini mana ada salah satu buku buku 100 daftar 100 buku yang berpengaruh dan kontribusi terhadap gagasan kebangsaan, asik. Tahu nggak sih, jadi itu buku dari Tan Malaka berjudul Madilog. Nah kita pasang-pasang buku yang kayak gitu yang kelihatan kayak buku-buku orang pintar tuh. Berat amat. Iya, kita kita pasang buku sejarah, buku-buku teori. Di depannya tuh biar wah, ini buku-bukunya, buku-buku orang pintar ini. Kamu baca ini ya? Belum tentu. Aduh. You'll never read. Oh, pas ditanya gimana? Mau diem aja lah. Atau buku-buku tentang evolusi gitu kan. Ya, kalau misalnya kalau misalnya emang ada tentang apa apa ya, banyak lah. Atau buku-buku yang tulisannya tuh bahasa Inggris guys, tapi jangan jangan novel. Ntar ntar kalau novel ntar ada yang ih aku pinjam ya, aku mau baca juga, kan ada bolong satu tuh, nggak bagus, ntar nggak estetik. Beli aja dulu buat pajangan. Buku filsafat tuh taruh di situ. Keren. Pas lihat Madilog tiba-tiba diajak diskusi. Aduh. Aduh. Jangan-jangan kalau si buku Muna isinya buku konspirasi dunia. Ada sih. Ada sih. Yang covernya itu warna hitam, terus ada gold-goldnya tuh. Wish. Judulnya? Ya cari sendiri lah. Are you book hoarder, Moon? Someone who buy book but forgot to actually read them? No, not really. I really love reading, actually. I really love reading. I have a lot of books to read. Whenever I go, I don't know. Maybe it just my hobby. Back then, when I have lots of time. My hobby back then, when I have lots of time, I love buying books and read them, especially when I go to the plan. So whenever I go to Japan, I usually buy a new books, like literally new books in the airport that I found it's interesting to read it on the plan, kind of thing like that. Because right now, plan is the time when I have a free time. But now I have a lot of free time kind of thing. So yeah. Pernah baca penelitian orang nggak? Pernah dong di saat mengerjai skripsi. Aduh. Good idea reading on a plane. I was like, yeah, I'm sleeping, but also at the same time, there is a time where I'm not sleeping. Yeah. Maybe a short stories book is you're good to go from now on. Yeah. True. But what kind of short stories books? I download movies on my phone so I can watch movies offline while on plane. I used to be download movies, but then I forgot to watch it on the plane. Yeah. Reading books too long will make you sleepy. Oh, no. Even reading books, actually, when I'm reading books, it make my eyes go like, what is next? Especially if it's a story book, like a novel. If it's a novel, oh my God, I probably just, for example, maybe I read at 7 p.m. and then I figure out, oh, it's already 3 a.m. But wait, we still have something, a new chapter. What is the next chapter? I want to know. I forgot to watch the time. That's when the books is interesting to read. Yeah. It's never ending. Right now, when I'm not reading books, I read webtoon, yeah. Manhwa, mostly manhwa. Read manhwa, go scrolling manhwa for, I don't even remember. I love reading so much. Still reading over here. Yeah. And I'm still waiting. Any new recommendation, Moon? Recommendation. Wow, it's so hard to talking about. I just watch anything that I found interesting in Kakao. Lately, I read I Shall Master This Family. It's really good. And The Overpowered Newbie is good. It's good. I like historical manhwa. Yes, I like historical manhwa. Love it. Bentar, 15, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Udah lewat ya? Udah lewat 30 menit belum? Udah. Nah, 30 menit ya. Waduh. Udahlah. Udah dari tadi. Ih, kalian nggak boleh bohong. Nggak boleh bohong, nanti nanti Muna izin lagi deh. Nanti nanti Muna izin lagi. Di saat Muna free lagi ya. Nih. Sudah waktunya mengerjakan kerjaan lagi. Terima kasih. Otsukare sama deshita. Arigato gozaimashita. Thank you so much. I hope with this tweet space you don't remember. You don't remember. You remember. You remember my voice, okay? So yeah. Thank you. Have fun with your day. Bye bye.